The National Weather Service says high temperatures Friday through Sunday are expected to reach at least 100 degrees, with a heat index as high as 105 degrees. This blistering heat presents some health hazards, like heat stroke and dehydration. Older people, children, and people with chronic medical conditions are most susceptible. Cheryl Ledford with Safe Guilford, based at Cone Hospital, says if you must be outdoors this weekend, it's best to wear loose-fitting, light clothing.
You will also need to avoid strenuous exercise or physical activities, especially during those peak times of the day from like 12 to 4 when it's the hottest outside. You need to rest frequently. And if you can find shade, seek the shade and take frequent breaks.
And don't become dehydrated.
Drink plenty of fluids, water preferably, to keep your body hydrated.
Those fluids, of course, should be non-alcoholic, but it's also a good idea to avoid caffeine because that can actually speed dehydration. And how do you know if you've overdone it?
Some common symptoms are profuse sweating, fatigue, a thirst that you can't quench, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, any type of confusion, weakness, vomiting, if you start getting clammy skin, and if your urine is dark, you're dehydrated.
The Centers for Disease Control says that between 1979 and 2003, more people died from extreme heat than from hurricanes, lightning, tornadoes, floods, and earthquakes combined. But heat-related deaths are preventable with a few simple precautions. Steve Biddle, WFDD News.